Welcome back to In the Moment. Lori Walsh is not here today. I am Keely Boltina with South Dakota Public Broadcasting. The Sioux Empire Film Festival returns to the Belbis Theater at the Washington Pavilion this weekend in Sioux Falls, May 19th and 20th. You can find dozens of film screenings as well as workshops. Joining me in the studio now is Brent Clouser and Nathan Hoffman. Welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, let's start with a quick overview of the Sioux Empire Film Festival. Dozens of film screenings. Who can go? How do you figure it out? And what are we going to expect?
All right, well, this year's festival, we have 42 films from across the country. Of the 42 films, 22 were written or directed by a South Dakota filmmaker or were filmed in South Dakota. So we're really featuring the South Dakota filmmaker this year. Anybody can attend. You can purchase tickets online at SiouxEmpireFilmFestival.com. We're ending the festival Saturday night with Wild Prairie Rose. It's a feature film that was shot just south of Sioux Falls in Beresford.
Okay. And is this one of those where if I purchase a ticket, I get access to everything, or do I cherry pick what I want to do?
There are different tickets available. There's a ticket if you just want to come Friday night. There's a ticket if you just want to come all day and all night Saturday. Or there's a full festival ticket that will get you into everything. But each ticket that you have, whether it's the Friday night ticket or just the Saturday ticket, you'll have access to talking to the filmmakers, mingling with the filmmakers, watching all the films.
Brent Clouser, do I have to like a certain genre of films to be interested in the Sioux Empire Film Festival?
There's a little bit of everything this year. There's documentaries, there's comedies, there's horror comedies, there's dramas, a little mix of everything. Anything that you don't have to like anything specific. You'll find a little bit of everything here.
In explaining that, you said horror comedies and motioned to Nathan Hoffman. It's just the visual segue that our listeners don't get. You're sitting right here. Nathan Hoffman, tell me about horror comedy and how it worked with your film.
Well, our film is called Night at the Late Night, and it's an homage both to the horror genre and to the service industry.
To the service industry.
Right. When I was in my undergrad at USD in Vermilion, I worked at Our Pizza, long establishment there in Vermilion.
Decades.
Right.
Decades in the making of
right.
pizza.
Mm-hmm. And you end up getting overrun, especially during, homecoming and that sort of thing. And you're open until 3 a.m. with just very, very, very intoxicated people. So our movie, took that and just turned the drunk people into zombies.
I'm tracking.
So it's just the employees surviving the night at the pizza place as they are overrun with hordes and hordes of what we called wastoids.
Have you renamed our pizza in the film?
In the film, it's Beekman's Pizzeria. It's a reference to Night of the Living Dead. The movie is rife with old references to horror films. Most of the dialogue is directly cribbed from old Romero films or Sam Raimi films and just repurposed talking about drunk people in a pizza place.
Okay. What does it look like? What's the aesthetic of the film?
It's directly referencing all of those old horror films. It's shot a lot like The Evil Dead or Dawn of the Dead, the original Romero from 76.
What does that look like then?
It's lots of, it's a mix between like brooding steady shots and then when it gets intense, like handheld, crazy
shots. Some
nice shots.
Grain.
Right.
Grain in there.
Right.
Sure. So you use the techniques of the film to help tell the story and that way the viewer
right.
isn't, feel some of those things without recognizing, oh, it's grainy. So I feel, more in peril or I feel like it's dark.
And, right. It's, mm-hmm. it's very stylistic, very stark, contrast in the lighting. So it all feels sort of like a dream,
And there's a nice shout out to the SDSU-USD rivalry because it
right.
takes place during the homecoming game between USD and SDSU.
Right, exactly. So. Since that has been ramping up in recent years, it plays heavily. There's lots of references. It was shot in the Twin Cities. That's where I went to film school up there. But everything in the film is referencing South Dakota.
And I can tell you the rivalry still strong because I went to SDSU. Nathan went to USD. It was hard for me to accept a USD film into the film festival. Yeah. Yes.
I had to fight for it.
How did you come then to take night at the late night into the film festival? And how are the other films accepted?
We have a jury of five people. Four of the people are from right here in South Dakota. One of them is out in Santa Monica and does stuff for TV shows out there. So we received about 300 submissions this year, and we had our jury go through and they watched every single one. And, you know, you grade it, give it an A, give it a B, give it an F, thumbs up, thumbs down, and just kind of narrowed it down from there. And we did give South Dakota filmmakers and South Dakota films kind of the priority to make sure we made room for all of those.
Sure. So you kind of started there and then expanded after you had selected some South Dakota films.
Yes. Yep.
What other kind of films then can we expect? What are some of the other highlights?
One of the really fun films that's the only other feature besides Wild Prairie Rose is Dave Made a Maze. And that recently won the Audience Award at Slam Dance, which is kind of the big alternative to Sundance. And it's a really fun, original film. I mean, if you want to have fun going to a movie, you're going to have fun if you come watch Dave Made a Maze because, I mean, the set design alone on this, they made sets out of cardboard. There's stop motion animation. There's puppetry. There's a minotaur that shows up. I mean, it's fun. It's just straight up fun. And then our top three South Dakota made short films will be screening Saturday night. One of those is from an Aberdeen filmmaker. We have one from a Sioux Falls filmmaker and one from a Brookings filmmaker. So kind of from all over.
So I understand that different people may have different reasons that they go to the Sioux Empire Film Festival. But from the festival standpoint, what's the purpose of this?
Kind of when I started out, and it's kind of evolved this year, and especially what you've seen in the last year, you've seen a lot of Visit Sioux Falls videos that, okay, we have a great film scene or a great music scene, and that continues to build in Sioux Falls. We have great dining. We have a great downtown. We have the great artists. You don't hear about filmmakers. And there are so many filmmakers in South Dakota, but in Sioux Falls alone, we have numerous filmmakers that have made films that have played in dozens and dozens of film festivals around the country. But I don't think a lot of people know that. The filmmakers don't get enough attention like the musicians do, and I just want that to come to the forefront a little more.
Nathan Hoffman, do you feel underrepresented?
Well, not anymore.
Right, not after that, right?
See? Listen to that. It's happening already, yes.
No, I spent a long time outside of South Dakota, and I'm very happy to be back. It's an incredibly supportive community, particularly with the arts. And one of the best things is that doing any sort of creative endeavor, everybody gets just very legitimately excited about it and wants to support it in any way they can. So it's a great atmosphere to be creating things in.
Help me understand the balance between the art of film, but also recognizing that this is something that you have to produce for an audience. So it has to be relevant to some sort of target market. What does that look like?
Sure. Well, and we definitely considered that when we were making this. You know, horror festivals in themselves, just as a genre, are really big. And there's sort of a built-in market there, particularly with a film that sort of playfully references all of their favorite films, you know.
Right, because then they're in the know. It's like, oh, yeah, right. Okay, these are my people.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It sort of makes the audience feel included, particularly when you're into that genre already.
Okay, sounds good. And so you can, I assume, I assume that you have found a way to maintain the integrity of the filmmaking process and still recognize, you know, I'm making this for other people. It's not just for myself or for to appreciate what I can do.
Right. And, you know, that's sort of the challenge is to strike that balance, you know.
How did you do that with Night at the Late Night?
Well, honestly, it was my producer, Thomas Bush. He co-wrote it with me, and he was sort of the sounding board as to what would be too far or what was, just towing the line enough.
Well, and also with the USD references, the Vermilion references, even the USD SDSU, it might be really funny to people who have gone to that or experienced, you know, downtown Vermilion during D-Days.
Right.
But it might not be relevant to someone who hasn't.
Right.
Well, to us, there are a lot of in-jokes for that audience as well, but they don't drive the script. And really, it's really for people who just worked in the service industry, you know, who, and that's a huge market all across the country.
Pretty wide breadth, right?
Everyone I've talked to who has worked in the service industry, who's seen the film, is like, I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, I relate to that so much because it's something you have to go through on at least weekly basis, pretty much, you know.
Brent Clauser, when we are talking about the film festival, we keep talking about the film screenings, but there are also workshops. What are those like?
Well, we are condensed this year into really a day and a half, so we only have space for one filmmaking workshop this year. But what we're going to talk about is we're going to kind of open it up to the filmmakers that are there and kind of talk a little more about what do you need to make a film? What resources are you missing here in town? What resources do you need? What can we do better as a community to help each other out? Because the filmmaking community in town is maybe a little bit siloed, and we want to open that up a little more so more of the local filmmakers work together. So it's going to be more of kind of a roundtable discussion is what we're going for on Saturday.
And so what if I'm a musician or a photographer who is also blending some of my work in with video work and video production? I mean, is this a spot for me, or is this really tailored toward longer, specific film movie type?
Absolutely come if you're a musician, an audio engineer, a photographer, makeup artist, anything. Because of the 42 films, 22 of the films will have filmmakers in attendance. So you will have the opportunity to talk to that filmmaker if you like their film and you're like a... If you watch Nathan's film and you're a makeup artist and you say, hey, Nathan, do you have a new project you're working on? I'm a makeup artist. Let's work together. So it's going to be stuff like that that's really going to be beneficial to any type of artist that's there.
Sure. So there's some technical discussion, some discussion about community, but also an ability to network with other people who are kind of similarly in the industry.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And when we are considering that, do you have a bright line of where someone is considered a professional or an amateur? Does it matter?
I don't. What do you think, Nathan? I don't think it really matters, does it?
No, not really. I mean, you know, your work speaks for itself to me. No matter what your resume says, if I'm into your work, I'm into your work, yeah. And I'll want you to work with me.
If I've just created something or I have an idea, where do I go? What do I do in the South Dakota scene? I mean, do I figure it all out on my own and then just try to launch it out there? Or are there people that I should be working with or looking toward or techniques? What's the path?
Well, I think the more that you create on your own, the more you draw other artists to you, you know. So my advice is always to do what you can with what you have. And then as soon as you find a bigger network with what you've done, then you can, you know, create more and more. It's an exponential effect, sort of.
Yeah, like I think they're high school kids from Harrisburg. They submitted a 2-minute film. We're screening that on Saturday morning. They're going to come. They're super excited. They're the first ones that responded when we announced official selections. They're going to be there. I want them to, you know, a more experienced filmmaker that's made more films like Nathan, maybe talk to them, say, hey, here's what you can do to improve. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. We just want to support and support and support these new filmmakers so they can keep doing it. So we can see next year, did they make another film? What have they done different? Are they improving?
You have mentioned the South Dakota and outside of South Dakota, but do you have then a wide range of ages and backgrounds and people in the filmmaking industry?
Yeah.
Yeah. Represented this year. Yeah. Like, absolutely, of course.
Yeah.
Is that just because that's what filmmaking looks like, or is that because you specifically try to diversify the festival?
I think that's just kind of what filmmaking is anymore. And it's become, I don't want to say easier, but maybe more accessible.
Yeah. I think accessible is the right word.
Yeah.
And, you know, I started making, you know, films on, like, editing on computers when I was in high school. And if I had had this opportunity at, you know, 16, 17, I would have been just
and a phone that shot video and an app that would let you edit right there,
right.
Where it's at your fingertips instead of having to physically go someplace or,
you know,
use that equipment. Has that made a big difference?
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think now more than ever, there's 100,000 more creative voices, you know, out there, which is great.
Yeah.
Brent, I want to give you an opportunity just to, again, remind us what's going on this weekend, and just give us the details.
Perfect. Again, we start Friday night at 6:30, and we'll go till Saturday at 10 p.m., 42 films from around the country. Again, 22 are South Dakota films, as we like to say. We start out Friday night with some fun shorts and a fun feature film, Dave Made a Maze, and we'll end with Wild Prairie Rose that was filmed right here in Beresford, South Dakota.
And where can we go for more information?
SiouxEmpireFilmFestival.com.
Sounds great. Pretty straightforward. We are talking Sioux Empire Film Festival with Brent Clouser and also with filmmaker Nathan Hoffman. Thank you guys for coming in today and talking with us about this. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.